Exercise 7, page 27. Speaker 1.
Last Christmas, I was having a lot of trouble deciding what to get my sister Liz as a present. I was in the city centre walking down a street that I don't usually go down, and I saw a little clothes shop. Inside, I found a blue and green polka dot dress that I thought would be perfect for Liz, so I bought it. Here's the amazing part. On Christmas Day, my sister gave me the same dress as a gift. We were stunned.
Speaker 2.
I was staying at a hotel in Berlin on holiday. On my second day there, the lady at the reception desk handed me a letter with my name on it, Andrew J. Barrett. The strange thing was that the letter wasn't for me at all. It turned out that another man named Andrew J. Barrett was staying at the hotel just before I arrived, and he had been in the same room as me.
Speaker 3.
I live in Los Angeles, where the temperature never seems to drop below 10 degrees Celsius. One night, I dreamt that it was snowing outside. It was such a vivid dream that when I woke up, I went to look out of the window, and I was in absolute awe when I pulled the curtains back to see that everything outside was white. It turns out that there had been a big snowstorm overnight.
Speaker 4.
I was in a queue at the supermarket when I saw a girl who looked just like me. She had long black hair, bright green eyes, and a mole on her cheek in the same place that I have one. She must have noticed a resemblance too, because she kept staring at me. When she opened her purse to pay, I managed to get a look at her driver's license. Strangely enough, her name was Stacy too.
Exercise 8, page 27.
We've all had strange coincidences and unusual things happen to us. And today we're inviting callers to tell us the most unusual ones that they have ever experienced. Here on the line is our first caller, Jill Calhoun. How are you, Jill?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, Jill, tell us your story. Where were you when it happened?
Well, that's the funny thing. I was in France on holiday. It was my first time in Paris, and I really wanted to go to the antique markets.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking through all the old furniture when I noticed a painting of a beautiful young woman. I loved the painting, but it was a bit expensive. I looked at the signature and noticed that the painting had been done by a famous English portrait painter. So I decided that it was worth buying. Plus, I was strangely drawn to the picture. I took the painting back with me to Southampton and hung it in my living room. Here's where it gets weird. My mother came to visit me and was stunned when she saw the painting. The woman in the picture was my grandmother. The weirdest part is, my grandmother had never been to France. We still, to this day, have no clue how it got all the way to that antique market in Paris.
Oh my, I've never heard of anything so uncanny. Let's take our next caller. Calling from